If you've ever experienced a sudden gotta-go feeling that makes you run to the bathroom day and night, you may be one of the millions that experience overactive bladder symptoms. But there's no need to be embarrassed. There is help and treatments that are available for this condition. We're going to learn about it today with Dr. Laura Webb, an obstetrician-gynecologist at West Florida Medical Group. This is Helmet of Health, the podcast from West Florida Medical Group. I'm Prakash Chandran. So, Dr. Webb, what exactly does it mean to have an overactive bladder?
It really means that your bladder is just prone to overreacting. It tells you that you need to go to the bathroom. It gives you messages like it's at maximum capacity when really it could actually hold a good deal more. It's just sending the message to your brain as if you have to pee, even though really it has the capacity to hold more urine.
So what exactly are the main causes of getting an overactive bladder?
So we don't know exactly what causes this. It does seem to be associated with women that are over 30 and seems to get worse as we get older. Some people seem to be more prone to getting this than other people. The process of urinating is actually a very complex process that involves both your sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system. And when everything isn't quite talking to each other the right way, sometimes symptoms like overactive bladder happen.
I see. And I don't know if these two things are related, but I noticed that every time, for example, me, I'm really excited to see a show and it's about to start, and it feels like I have to go to the bathroom like 10 times before it actually begins. Maybe I'm exaggerating a little bit, but is there any sort of correlation between the excitement and the feeling the need to go to the bathroom and overactive bladder?
It seems that people do experience these symptoms sometimes before they have like a deadline. Sometimes people, they know they have to leave the house at 2 o'clock, and all of a sudden at 1:45, they have to go to the bathroom 4 times between that 15 minutes. And this seems to be associated with just wanting to be prepared to not have to urinate when whatever's happening after the deadline happens. That kind of thing actually can be helped with what's called bladder training, which is where you can train yourself to not have to listen to your bladder and go to the bathroom and try to help your bladder to not overreact so much.
Yeah, and I'm assuming you know that because when you go to the bathroom to try to pass urine, not a whole lot comes out. So you must think, okay, well, clearly I didn't have to go. This was just really a factor of me wanting to, kind of get everything out and be prepared for meeting this deadline. Is that correct?
That seems to be the way that it is for a lot of people.
Okay. And so when we talk about the symptoms of this condition, I imagine that having an overactive bladder just means that it feels like you need to go to the bathroom a lot. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. But it's an urgency kind of, we have two kinds of incontinence. One is stress incontinence where people are leaking, and one is urge incontinence when people have the urge to go more than is necessary. Some people only experience symptoms at night. They have normal frequency of urination during the day, but when at night, when they're trying to sleep, they have to go to the bathroom very frequently and it disturbs their sleep. Some people have symptoms that are when they feel like they have to go to the bathroom and then they see the bathroom, all of a sudden their bladder empties and they have a full empty of urine before they can't get to the bathroom. So they have a trouble making it to the bathroom. And then sometimes they have bladder contractions when you don't really need it. So your bladder is supposed to contract to empty the bladder fully. So it contracts to squeeze all the urine out. And one characteristic of overactive bladder is the bladder squeezing like that when it's not time to do that, sort of randomly doing that outside of when it's supposed to be triggered to do that during normal urination.
Okay, I want to move on to treatment options. You know, you talked about one of the things around training your bladder. I'm assuming that that is when things aren't necessarily that serious. But I'm curious as to when someone should see a doctor and some of the medical treatment options that are out there for overactive bladder.
Basically, it's when it's disturbing your life is when it's time to seek treatment. And it doesn't mean that you necessarily will have to take a medicine, although there are great medicines for overactive bladder. But when you feel like this bladder frequency or urgency is really starting to disrupt your quality of life, then it's time to seek help, because there's great treatments, and life is too short to be always running to the bathroom. So the first thing we generally do is talk about bladder training strategies, where a lot of times we start by having a voiding diary, where you keep log of kind of what happened during that day, and you know how many times you went to the bathroom, if you had any accidents, how many times you went to the bathroom at night. And that can give your OBGYN or urologist a better idea of the best way to try to train your bladder. And so there's different techniques of just behavioral training, where you sort of can change certain behaviors, like omitting certain things like coffee or caffeine, things that are bladder irritants. Also, training your bladder to just be able to hold it a little bit longer, 1 minute longer every time. There's also pelvic floor physical therapy, which is a special kind of physical therapy that especially helps to train the muscles of the pelvic floor, and that can help a lot as well. And then there are great medical treatments. The older treatments that we had over 5-8 years ago were all in one class, and they had a lot of side effects like dry mouth and dry eye, and they were really hard to get covered by insurance. But now there's a new medicine that is a different class, has a lot less side effects, and works very well. And the other medicines, the other class of medicine, is now much better covered by insurance. So it's a lot easier to get treatment. So if you happen to ever have seen your doctor and they recommended medication and you stopped it either because it wasn't financially possible or because of side effects, it might be worth a trip back, because there's new things out there. For women, there is a vaginal laser treatment, which in some studies has shown to help alleviate the symptoms of overactive bladder.
I see. So it does sound like there are a number of different treatment options out there, which is fantastic. Just last question as we wrap up here. If someone listening to this has overactive bladder, what is the one piece of advice that you might want to share with them?
Don't wait to get treatment. Don't be scared to come and talk to your doctor about it. It's very treatable, and don't, you know, suffer in silence. This is something that a lot of people experience, and there's easy, non-invasive ways to really make it go away altogether.
Dr. Webb, thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. That's Dr. Laura Webb, an obstetrician gynecologist at West Florida Medical Group. Thanks for checking out this episode of Helmet of Health. Head to westfloridamedicalgroup.com to get connected with a provider. If you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels, and be sure to check out the entire podcast library for topics of interest to you. Thanks, and we'll talk next time.